Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me now, don't turn and walk away. What I see kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries? What would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this give to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern.
Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, creator. This is the message of concern.
Malaysia, turn right. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He lives, he never dies. He has no need. He has created us to test us, to see which one of us best in our character and conduct and respect for being created and planted here on this earth. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM Schools. All we are here tonight to talk about the greatest problem in America and throughout the world is racism, economics, attempt to destroy the children in America with the idea of being a homosexual. This idea is promoted. It's condemned in the Bible, in the books, but the evil human being that helped rule the world are promoting this because they want the world to come to an end, and we know two women represent the end of the family tree. Two men represent the end of the family tree. There's no more production coming from those. So that means the end of that branch of family. So God said he created man and woman for one reason. But the racism, the evil racism that lives in the world, that lives in the world coming from religion, coming from one particular religion, and that makes it not a religion. A religion means freedom, justice, and equality for all the human family. If that's not considered in the religion or talked about or spread it in the religion, you just got a pagan religion. Anytime you hold a man up or a woman up as God, the Son of God, the Mother of God, you just got pagan. And pagan religion will not exist on this earth because this earth belongs to the one God. And you can't have three or four gods ruling on this earth. It's not going to happen. So we here tonight to bring about the oneness back to Almighty God. So first we like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatihah. It means to open. Well, we hold my talk up, starting on these problems, and hope we can bring some solution to them. And once we bring the solution to them, we're not going to stop until the solution is seen all over the world. So first we'll say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language, that this Al-Quran, our holy book, was revealed in Arab and Aramaic, and so we want to say it in the press, respecting the Creator who gave us this prayer in Arabic, and then we will say it and give the English translation. Humale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu, Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhim, walad-dallin. English translation. We take protection with Allah, the creator of this creation, from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show in us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting, and all the greeting in the world. There's no other greeting equal to this greeting. This greeting was given to us by the Creator himself through the prophets and that greeting is peace be unto you, and we will say it in the Arabic language so you can hear the beauty of this greeting. It said, As-salam alaykum. It's saying, may God peace be unto you. You read it in the Bible where Jesus said, peace be unto you. He said it, As-salam alaykum, but they left out some. Moses said, As-salam alaykum. Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah said, all of the prophets said and brought the same message. There's only one creator, and that one creator wants us to have peace here on earth as it says is in heaven. So we're here tonight to bring about the talk again on the message of concern that our world that we're living in, all the problems that we are reading about and hearing. We just got the message about Phoenix, Arizona, where the African-American chief put together with three other chiefs, three other police chiefs, two of them Caucasian, one of them Spanish, and she's over all of them in Phoenix, Arizona. The same town they burned Wall Street down. She is the chief of police. She got together with them and put up a phony gang in the riot, put them together, and had them shown on TV that they was breaking the law and they were nothing but people that they had hired to break the law, and then they come in and arrest them and to stop the progress. And she had this happen to show that the protest people, they were gang members and all. They set it up, and now they got caught. So all these things against us. All these things that they set up and they can pay us because they know we ain't got no money, they can get us to do just about everything. The main thing they hold over our heads is jobs. First thing they keep away from you when they put you in jail is a job. They take away your ability to take care of yourself. They threaten you with not getting a job. They say you a felony and now you don't get no job. Other words, they telling you to come back in jail. Go back to steal. This ain't the Constitution of America. When a man has done his time and have paid his time off, sent him to jail, he didn't help that man. They used to help you in jail. They used to give you a trade of fixing cars or being a brickmaker. In the federal print, they used to teach you to be a dentist. And so many African-American dentists, we had one here in Atlanta who learned how to be the dentist in the federal penitentiary. And he was the best dentist that we have ever been to, African-American. He died shortly after we was introduced to him. He died because he actually caught cancer from those cigarettes he was smoking. COPD. He died. So all these things, they say our people don't want to work. We need a chance. They done put, Imam Boyd Muhammad said, all of us need to be put on the couch and be questioned from the past that we came from. We have a psychological mental problem that they gave us from the plantation. When soldiers go to war and he go there and fight and kill somebody, they had to bring him in and deprogram him. They had to put him on the couch and try to reset his mind. But us, they just told us we were free, and we when we walked out the plantation and turned around and went back because we didn't know what was freedom about. We didn't understand. And still today, we haven't took advantage of the freedom because we think freedom just have a job from them. We don't see freedom in making our own job, supporting each other, respecting each other. We don't see that kind of freedom. We see a freedom of going, they being whatever they want to be, football player, basketball player, baseball player, going into the Army, getting a career. We see all of that. They showing us that. If you want to be successful, go in the Army and stay 20 years, and we'll give you a pension. And you, I mean, most of us think like that, go in the Army, risk our life, miss our help, go on fighting for, and then come back and tell people we fight for your freedom. That ain't nothing but a bald-faced lie. Ain't nobody fought for our freedom. Ain't no Army, Navy, and Marine went over in the East or went over to no other country and fought for our freedom, and we can, and you can, we can bear witness to that because they have no respect for us. Why they wouldn't have to fight no fight for our freedom if they have respect? We created our own freedom. They want to create drugs and drop them into our neighborhood. The CIA, and they said that they were the first one to drop that crack cocaine in our neighborhood. They said it themselves. You can Google it. You love Google, Google it. Google will tell you that they went into the laboratory. They whipped that stuff up and gave it to the guinea pig, and they said they guinea pig went crazy. And then once the guinea pig went crazy, the next thing they said, take it to the African-American neighborhood. And then exactly what they did, huh? They're talking about Pharaoh killing the firstborn, killing the men and saving the women. This Pharaoh we got here today, he killing the men and the women. He don't care nothing about them. He don't even really care what ethnic group they in. Huh? He just want to kill, kill, kill. So we have to be on guard. We have to be out in front and helping our people. And when I'm talking about our people, anybody who wants truth, that's God people. God don't have no color of people. God have human beings. He said he created the human being for one reason, and that's to serve God. And anytime you find people are not willing to serve God, it means that they have become a hypocrite to themselves. They don't want to worship God, then they say they don't need God. And all they need is some money. And the money tell them in God they supposed to trust, not the money. Trust in God, but do they trust? No. So we got a world that we have to help straighten out because the God's been messed up ever since put Adam and Eve in it. Huh? But at least Imam said one thing Adam had that we don't have today. Adam had his woman. Adam had his wife. Huh? Many African-Americans, they got wives. They can lose their wife in a matter of minutes. Why? Because that image that's been put and driven into us, like Rob Pitt, the actor, he can walk up to your wife you've been with for 20 years. You've been with her 15 and 10 years. He can touch her on the shoulder because she done seen him in the movies, and she still think Jesus is God, and Rob Pitt would look like God, and he would say, come on, let's get together. And she would leave her husband and go with Mr. Pitt. So we got a job to do, and we have to do this job by moving and acting to remove this image to save our children as well as our world, because they ain't going at us no more. They're going at our children. They already got most of these men with all these different haircuts, with all this hair down their back, with all the earrings in their ear. They showed all them movie stars putting and football players and basketball, sissy basketball players with rings in their ears, rings in their nose. Dennis put Dennis Rodman with his ring in his nose and all kind of different hair. Now you see that everywhere, two or three different shades of hair. Huh? So when you don't know yourself, it's a sign of it. And these people done made a movie about that sign. The sign, the movie they done made about that sign, the living dead. These people live, but they dead. They dead to economics. They dead to racism, true racism, because they spend their money right back to the people that put their feet on their neck. They dead to economics. They dead to sending their children to a school. They're going to teach them to be a wolf man, a female wolf man, a female wolf woman looking like a man. So they are determined to turn this world inside and make you feel bad if you said something about the people that's unnatural. Make you cry. Make you want to say, don't say nothing. Just leave it alone. They can pass all the laws they can muster up. The Quran and the Bible do not change. And this is what we're going to be pointing to. We're going to point to what the scripture said about that. We're going to point to, do you believe in God or do you just faking it to make it? That's what we, that's our job. That's what we're going to tell. That's what we're going to ask them. So we're going to ask them, do they truly believe in God? If they truly believe in God, then do the works of Jesus. You can't be Jesus, but you can do the works of Jesus. Jesus was a man just like you and I. Prophet Muhammad was a man just like you and I. And all I tell us, if there had been an angel, some angels dominating this earth, he would have sent us an angel. But the human being is the dominant person on this earth. So God says, He sent us a man. He sent us the image of a man like ourselves to bring us this truth so we can share this truth with the world. There's no God but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. There's no other prophet would ever come. Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. But God will always send someone among us when the religion gets just about weak, had no strength in it, send someone to revive that religion so people can come back and see the reality of the mistakes they're making. So we're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station calling people back to the oneness of God, back to family life, community life. There can be no community into the life of that community have business ran by the people that live in that neighborhood. We the only people in the world, in America, that any ethnic group can come to our neighborhood and own the store, and they better not catch us in their neighborhood open no store. We the only one can do that. Why are we like that? Because we cowards? No, we have had people among us that help us keep being miseducated, help us stay blind. Leaders that we have should be telling us to spend our money with each other. Don't go and buy from people that want to terminate you. Buy from your people. Lift your people up. Lift the people up that's been in your situation. And then their children see they have been lifted. They will carry on. And then near future, we all come together and we see the great thing it means for us to spend money with each other. Every time they have an event, and the majority of people who are salesmen, who say got something to sell, they come together and they put up their tent and they put music up, decent music. They, and then the family and all the young people come. Don't you know they have a great influence on them? Seeing us spending money, buying ice cream from each other, shirt, pants, hats, boots, buying burgers and buying all kind of different food from each other, bean pie, cheese pie, carrot cake and all other stuff from each other, potato pie. When they see us doing that give our children hope. Because the public schools are not going to teach your child to come in the class and learn how to be independent. They're going to teach your child just enough to get his job. Go to school and get your job. They used to tell the child, you can't be no doctor. You can't be no lawyer, but you can be a plumber. You can be a carpenter, but you can't be none of them other things. You can mop the floor. They used to tell us that. And now we done broke that cycle. So now they don't tell you that. But when you now, if you got money and you go to the bank and you try to cash a large check, they'll call the police on you and they almost will lock you up for having a legit check. But the main thing is embarrassing. You a rock star. You are making money by producing movies, and you go there and try to cash a $15,000 check or $30,000 check in the bank lockup, and then although you use your credit card, you use all your ID, they don't call to see if the check legit. The only thing they do is call the police on you and try to lock you. You end up forging, using a picture ID and everything else, being legit and telling people what you are, and they still want to lock you up. And this is going all over the country, too. So let's wake up. Ain't nobody going to love us until we love each other. And loving each other means that ain't nobody going to join us and respect us until we love each other. Ain't nobody going to want to share in our world. I see African American Caucasians getting married, and that's good. At least they're not doing like one Caucasian lady marrying a dog. African American Caucasians are getting married, and that there's nothing wrong with that. That's their desire. But I want to marry somebody in the realm of my mother. What I'm saying, when I marry outside of that, I don't love my mother. That's what it really says. Like you buy a doll, the Caucasian doll, for the 25th of December and give it to your little girl. It's like you telling your little girl, I want you to look like this. That's what a man said. It's like you tell your little girl, I want your hair to be long, and I want your eyes to be blue. All this psychological effect that have on our children when we psychologically buy them a toy, a Caucasian-looking doll, a Caucasian-looking outfit and all that stuff to look like we are human beings. And since that image been up, that's been a major contributor to all the evil that we have come into, wishing we were somebody else, never thanking God who we are, that he created us human beings. And the first thing we said, I see it all the time, you don't like me because I'm black. As a person almost lighter than the Caucasian person he's talking to, and he's saying, you don't love me because I'm black. So the trick's been put on them as well as us. God ain't never said he made a white man or a black man. And you can't show me no white people. You can show me some real dark-skinned people, but they ain't black. The hair they got on their head is darker than their skin. So the truth is we all been put in a trick. They've been tricked because Satan used them to promote racism and use us to be the one to be oppressed under racism. So the trick has been used. And and once we explain the trick, and we don't know if they want to come out under the trick, because they got everything. Huh? They got the skyscraper. They got all the planes. They got the ships in the sea, the fishing and taking people all over the world. We ain't got nothing. We dependent on them. And now we dependent on the food that they fix for us. That ain't nothing but a goddess. Nothing but goddess. Shouldn't be it. That food is genetic made. And we go and buy that food. It look good, but it ain't doing nothing for the soul. It ain't doing nothing for the inner self. It ain't doing nothing to hold the structure of your body. That's why so many African Americans are walking around here with crutches. So many African American legs are going bad because they eating that no good food. Huh? It's easy to spot what done happened. The food is messing up with the limbs of the people that eat that food. And now so many African Americans at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old got a crutch. I see the young people going got a crutch coming from the food. It coming from that genetic made food, and I know they know that. If they know where slow down age, and that's what they did. They came up with medicine to slow it down, to stop the progress of being aggressive, to take your life. It's to slow down, but you got to take all them pills. And now they're telling you that they got something to slow it down, so now you can get back, two people that's unnatural can get back because they got pills now that deserve or keep them here a little longer. But they got to pay for them bills. So we said, Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he didn't let no truth be destroyed. So we are here tonight working on this Block Talk radio station, coming out of California under the guise of Habib Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. And I don't want to say it also to people. Anytime somebody is open up a school, especially Sister Claire Muhammad School, we should be so energized, so happy to give something to that school instead of criticize. How can you criticize a school you ain't got now? And you got people among them, so these devils among us, and soon as you talking about Sister Claire Muhammad School, who putting it together? I don't trust him. That's what they say about Brother Amin. We're trying to do something to open school. They should be on a rooftop shouting that what he doing by trying to open up a film school. Anybody else will try to do that. But what they do, the devil, he said, I don't trust him. He ain't right. And everybody who ain't got no mind or don't want to think and use their mind, they go along with the weak ones. Or they that's weak themselves, or they that's with they in with the with Satan itself to condemn the Sim school, any school we're trying to make. Imam YB Muhammad opened up a college. And as soon as he opened that college up, hell, the demons that look like us came out. And they closed that school down in North Carolina. The demons. Everybody got a college. And they got that college when we was being oppressed by the main oppressor. When we talk about Prairie View, Belmont, Florida AM, all these colleges African American came up with, they came up when Jim Crow was at its highest. And now we can't make no more colleges. And now we try to make a college, they shut it down. And then before they shut that down, look how all the Sister Claire Muhammad School closed down. Schools should never close down. They were the best school in this country. But they closed down because they had CIA and the FBI, and they had people who looked like us who supposed to be working for the government to tear out anything that is good. And that's what they did. Close Sister Claire Muhammad School down. So, brother, we got a job to do. We shouldn't be afraid. If Allah protect the Prophet Muhammad and his companion, he going to protect us. And we are going to be the winner because truth always stands out clear from falsehood. And we are going to bring nothing but the truth. This world owed us for what they did to us. They paid everybody. They paid the Chinese. They paid the Jews. They paid every other ethnic group. They done paid them. But when it comes to us, they act like they ain't got no money. They got the money. But we ain't asking for it loud enough. Until we come together on these small things and get somebody we can trust to speak out for us, we got to have some young people that we can trust and tell them we got our back and mean it. Huh? And that's what has been happening. We've been putting people out front and never stand up with them. And when time comes, they look over the shoulder, ain't nobody standing there but them. They're bad alone by themselves because the people let them down. The cowards let them down. I have seen that for myself. I worked for the gas company. We had a complaint. They come and got me, and when they come and got me, I was enthused, I don't mind speaking up when it's time to speak up. And they come and got me, and we go to the superintendent office. We get there, and I was standing and knocking on the door. He told me come in. I'm coming in. I look around. They gone. Them Negroes left. So when I get in there, I start talking about the weather. I start talking about we going to try to work to make this thing better at this company. And God gonna bless us if we do. So that's all I had to say to you. And he thanked me, and I turned around and left. But I didn't run. I didn't do like them. What I learned that you can stand up, but and you stand up with the wrong people, you're gonna be there bad and alone by yourself. So may Allah continue to bless up. Anybody got anything they would like to say tonight? All they gotta do is raise their hand in the queue. Queue means you match one on your cell phone or your telephone, and when you match that one, we will see it here on the queue, which is on the app, and we will turn your mic on and let you begin to talk on some of the things that you see can help make things better, because we all got something to say. We all been involved in this earth, and something has happened to all of us. Somebody done challenged all of us. Somebody done made your day a little worse than it should have been, because this is what happens when you stand up and be good, a person. When you're trying to do right, take care of your family, go to work and be on time and do everything you need to do, then there's always a little pebble in the way. There's always a little problem in the way to stop you, to detour you, to cause you to have a bad day. So you got something today that you got some experience in this world. This world is a world that gives you some experience. And you don't think about that experience and use it, turn this world around that you see for yourself, and you see the difficulty and you see the problem, then you can come on, match one, come on to the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share with us. We thank you for joining us tonight. We are happy. We thank you we know you have been 100 other places, but you choose to be here with us. And whatever we said, all credit goes to God. And all mistakes and errors go to the one who's talking. But all credit and all the good go to God. Don't go to the person that's talking. Go to the one who created that person that's talking. So all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the chair and sustainer of all worlds. So anybody got anything they want to say, they can raise their hand. And to then, looking to see, I'm going to read something from our great book, Al-Quran, Surah 24, Al-Nur, Surah, I'll read that. That's two surahs. Allah says in this Surah 24, Al-Nur, the light, Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. A surah which we have sent down and which we have ordained and as we have sent down clear signs in order that he may receive admonition to woman, the woman and the man guilty of adultery and fornication, flog each of them with 100 stripes and let none complaint move you in the case in a matter prescribed by Allah. If he believe in Allah in the last days, and let a part of the believers witness their punishment. Surely Allah speak the truth. Well, I have brother Muhammad from New York, but he took off his erasing cue, and he looked like he retreated from that. He took it off. So, brother, I'm sorry. I was reading. You can raise your come in again and match one and come into the queue, and I'll cut your mic on. I apologize. Thank you. I apologize. I had to read that. Surely I'll speak the truth.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar.
What's up, Kaisalam?
Yeah, well, And when I had raised my hand, then you said you get ready to read the Quran. Think about time me take my hand down until you start from
well,
reading from.
I want to hear what you got to say too. You want to read something from the Quran, or you want to say something?
I was just getting ready to say that you made a powerful presentation report that you gave there. Yeah, I was trying to do two or three things at the same time, you know, and trying to read the Muslim Journal. Speaking about the new Muslim Journal corporate office over in Newark, New Jersey. And I was reading about the new corporate office and the board of directors and the president of the board and all that. And I wasn't able to finish reading that. And I had to come back to you. And I said, I'll get back to this later. And you got my attention there. I missed something. Yeah, but you had gone someplace and some people with you, and they something like that. So I missed that part where you had gone to an office or someplace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you had gone to some type of public office, and people that were with you, they left
yeah,
you. Is that
yeah.
by yourself?
I was working for the gas company, and everybody was riled up about how they being mistreated. And so I said, let's go to the office and tell the plant supervisor. And they said, yeah, we go up there. Come on, let's go. And we went up there, and soon they knocked on the door, and he said, come on in. I looked around, they were gone.
Mm.
So that's what it is. When you stand up and you think you got some black people backing you, and they take off running. And they don't stand up with you. Then that become a problem.
That will happen. That's right. So always got prepared. You may be going it alone. I found this is one of Imam's lectures today. Found my tape. I got it years ago. They were called Shad's Freedom Space.
That's it.
And the man was speaking about some of these imams and some of you good people. You waiting for everybody to come. He said, no. Can't wait for everybody to come. Never been that way. No, everybody not coming. The man said, you know, is there 3,000 or 4,000 people? No, this is in the last public address 2 days before he passed. May Allah grant him the highest place in paradise. 2 days before he passed, Shad's Freedom Space. That's right. And ma'am said, you know, it's like a Prophet Muhammad in his last public address, you know, and the whole Muslim world remembers what that.
Yeah.
If they can't quote it, they remember what the Prophet said in his last public address, you know. I was listening to this ma'am saying his last public address. Same thing, you know. They have 3 or 4 people, 3 or 4 thousand,
mm-hmm.
and there's only 3 or 4 of you. He repeats that, you know. He said, "Is there 3 or 4 thousand, and there's only 3 or 4 of you, then Allah has chosen you to lead the men."
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Allah works.
So that's what we're looking for, and we're working at that, working at it. 3 or 4 to lead the many. Praise be to Allah. Allah has always placed me among strong people. Strong people. Praise be to Allah. And that's happening again today. May Allah continue to bless you for the stand that you are taking.
Right. Thank you, brother.
Allah Akbar.
Mm-hmm. Allah Akbar. Thank you so much. We all take. Yes, sir. Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you for that. I got Quran Muhammad up next. Sister Quran. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Quran.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got salam.
Come to the line. Yes, sir, brother. Just walked in the door. They let me go. Yeah.
They let you come back?
Alhamdulillah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I told him I had to go home.
You must have 15,000 angels with you. They turned you loose. I thought they were going to keep you over there.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah for everything.
Believe me, they know who you are. They know who you are. They might not never let you come back.
Alhamdulillah.
We're glad to have you back. I may thank Allah for sending you back and allow you to come back to be back with us. May
Alhamdulillah.
Allah continue. Alhamdulillah.
Glad
to hear your voice.
Alhamdulillah,
now
brother.
You got it.
Alhamdulillah. It's a blessing, you know, just to get back. Before I left, I asked Allah to bless me with a safe trip there and bless me with a safe return. Allah Akbar. You know, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. The first place that I went to was Turkey. We stayed in Turkey for 3 days.
Okay.
Stayed there in Turkey for 3 days, and I really liked the people there in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It was really family, and one thing you see in Turkey, you see plenty of children. You see children everywhere.
All right.
I mean, all through the night. All through the night, you see them, you know, and you see the men coming together there in Turkey. You see men sitting down in groups talking, you know, and it was just it was just a good feeling, to see people, so many people, and another thing, you look at their faces, you can see that the women is happy, and the men is happy, and the children having a good time. You know, I sit up there and studied them. I'm telling you, I sit up there and studied them and just looked at them, you know. And there's a whole lot of people there. You think America got plenty of people. They got plenty of people there in Turkey. It's a big city. I mean, great big city. Them people use that money, that hard money thing, they use it wisely. And you didn't see no big cats there. You didn't see no people that's acting big and stuff like that. Everybody like they family. You know, you knew that some people was more successful than the other, but they act like they family. You know, nobody was there to show off. You know, I saw that. I'd be looking for stuff like that. You know, But that's a little thing about Turkey. There's a whole lot of other things. But then I went and spent that time there in about 9 or 10 days, about 12 days there in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dubai. Dubai is man. It's just like it performed a miracle there. It's like you're in heaven. You know, they got all those beautiful big, I mean, they spending that money over there wisely over there too. But what you see is plenty of businesses. plenty of business. You see plenty of American businesses there also. You know, they got, they went there and built there. Seemed like they just competing with building those buildings. You know, the Sheraton. I mean, all of them you see in America that was big buildings, they got them there in Turkey. And Turkey building is bigger than they building. You know, they, I guess they competing with them, you know, but they, Turkey got some buildings, some big buildings, you know, and there in Turkey, they don't sell no, I asked people, I said, do they sell pork here? And I ain't seen nowhere where they sold pork. And everywhere you go, it was crowded. No pork.
What?
You know. And if you go to a restaurant, you don't have to worry about eating something that is not right. I'm not saying that everything they got is allowed. Somebody's probably slipping something in there, you know. But they don't sell pork, you know. You got plenty Jews there. You got plenty other people there that's not Muslims. You know, you got the entertainers there. You know, they're everywhere. You know, and you got rich people out of America there. You know. So you know it's a whole lot of stuff going on there in Turkey.
Yeah.
You don't see I didn't see no whole lot of children and things like I mean there in Dubai, I didn't see a whole lot of children like I did in Turkey. I liked the Turkey because it's displayed a family life and a social life, you know. But in Dubai you got to have something. You got to have something, you know, and everybody can act like they somebody, you know.
Mm.
So it was that smell for me, brother. It was that smell for me, and got a chance to. I'm gonna talk to y'all some more about it. You know, we're gonna have some personal things we're gonna talk about. I enjoyed Dubai too. You know. Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
So I just came in from the airport. I'm telling you, riding that airplane, it's 14 hours in the sky, coming from Dubai to Los Angeles. You know, I left from Los Angeles going to Dubai. You know. And my son and him and his wife, they live in Los Angeles. So I mean they got a house in Los Angeles, put it that way. And it was amazing. Amazing experience. You know,
you were talented.
Okay, well you that's as much as you want to say, you know, anything you want to say that. And then you get tired. It's going to relax.
Well, I'm tired already. You know, I got tired. Right, I was on that plane and got tired and tried to sleep. You know, you can't sleep too much on that plane. You want to know what's going on. Can't sleep too much. Every time you hit a little bump, every time you go through some cloud, you know, they be shaking the plane and things like that. You can't sleep too long on that plane. So I ain't getting no rest. Put it that way. I ain't getting no rest. And, I ain't getting no rest. Not flying up in that sky, you know. And I just came back from Dallas. I had a layover in Dallas, and then I went to Los Angeles, then I went to Dubai, I mean, then I went to Turkey, you know, from Los Angeles to Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, alhamdulillah, yeah. I just want to mention that. And
glad you made it back and everything went well. I know it did. So
alhamdulillah. It was good to hear y'all boys and hear y'all talking over here, because they was more than me that I can't say nothing. I can't talk no politics. I can't talk no religion. You know.
They told you.
So I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you all about it, you know.
I hear about that. Told you can't talk
politics. And you can't talk no religion. You know.
Oh, man.
And you know, that was just like trying to put a muzzle on my mouth, you know.
Yeah,
telling me something like that.
Russia.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So. So you got you still got people over there trying to infiltrate and try to influence and try to keep the wrong thing going on. You got people over there that's doing it, active. Very active.
Yes,
Saints everywhere, brother. They're everywhere.
He
everywhere.
Yeah, he's not here nowhere.
He's open. You're open enemy.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm gonna get a chance to do some get into the teachings and things like that and do a little bit more talking. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. We thank you. Thank everyone for being tonight. And like I say, just match one and come into your queue. And that's what you want to say. We just learn something about the vibe. That you go there you want to, but keep your mouth shut about religion, politics. But be quiet. So, well, thank Allah for America will allow you to talk and express us most of the time. So, all praise is due to Allah. Well, good. The truth gonna win through, no matter where it at in the world. Truth gonna win through. Truth was always stronger than the falsehood that's been added to the situation. Truth always coming. Come along, let's tear that falsehood up. Knock out his brain. So anybody else want to say anything or make a comment, this match one, and come into your queue, and I will turn your mic on because we're coming up to the top of the hour. Here means that means that we can start talking about business and how we not going into business, and we can't lose a business because we're not going into business because we don't have faith in our ability to own a business and for people to come in that business look like us. So we got to change the thinking. Allah says he would never change the condition of a people until those people change what's bothering their heart. It's racism, it's evilness, it's lies, it's false misunderstandings that's been given to us from kindergarten all the way up to the high school we went to. It's still plaguing us and our people and the people. They didn't teach us to be independent. I mean, they didn't teach us to be undependent of them. They told us just to get a job, the same thing they brought us here. And then they classified those who can get a job. Those who couldn't get no job is the one they led into crime and made them think that they can get over by being slick or by being a person that wants to take or wants to get what he get by not working. They put that idea too out there. But that idea don't last no longer than you go to prison. They put you in prison. Now sometimes they used to give you a second chance. They only do that now. They put you right on in prison as 14 and 13 years old. And most of our children going to jail at that age. How are you going to put a minor incarcerate a minor with adults when that minor hadn't come into the adult mind, but that minor was given a mistake by the adults that he looked up to, and that minor followed it up, and the minor went to jail with big old rusty men who had no conscience, who had no loyalty to respect another human being. And then that person behind bars who have too much of a mind itself wanted to take the advantage of that young boy. They said, if you go to a woman who's a decent woman, go to a woman prison, and the bully in that prison would take over her and give her protection, but she got to give up what she had to that bully or that house person that runs the jail. So where is the Army and the Navy, Marine protecting anybody's rights? It's a trick. It's a lie that they've been given, that some of us people, where the Army and Navy, they're over there in Iraq or Iran protecting our rights. How stupid can you get? They're not over there protecting our rights. They're over there stealing. They're over there being a bully. They create a picture of a people, and then they feed it to you, and then you be saying that them people ain't no good. It remind me of us. We repeat what we have received from them. One of the things we repeat that we receive from them, that you are in your giver. What did the Indian give and take back? He didn't take their land back. They didn't take their land back. And they didn't give it to them. But to take the light off them and put it on another situation, they say, you are in your giver. And I hear African-Americans saying that you are in your giver. I said, man, you got that from the TV. You got it from the one who take everything himself. He took the light off himself and put it on other people. That's what he do us. They call you black and evil and conscripted. And that's what they are. Conscripted. That's what they are. They call you what they are. They call you a nigger. And then Webster said, a nigger is anybody dirty, low down, and foul. Is that true? Then who can be more dirty, low down, and foul than the people that brought us here and worked us 400 years without paying us, took our names, raped our women and children, worked us sun up and sun down? Who can be more niggerless than that? So they use language. You may have said we got to change the language. They use language to condemn us that should be condemning them. What a Imam said, Caucasian man, he doesn't do nothing but outmaneuver you. And that's what they did. They outmaneuver us. So that day should be coming to an end. And when we tell them they ain't white, then that day is coming to an end. When we tell them that we all come from Africa, they ain't no special people. Everybody you see has been chosen by God to be tested. And we all come out of Africa. Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden was in Africa. So we all come out of Africa. We all the children of Adam and Eve. But they ain't going to share nothing with us. the longer they image up in the world as God, God's son, God's mother, they ain't going to share nothing with us. They got everything. They got the law on them, on their side. Except for, you know, even when you got an African-American police chief, he played the same game that they taught him. Use trickology. And that's what she did. Now the light is on her. She got to testify for that evil lie she did, trying to make the people think that there was some rioters out there stealing the tank. That them people was the same people that the police chief hired themselves and put them in in a gang like situation, and then they come down on them and locked them up and folded them and locking them up, and they were playing games with the people. That's the throw the tensions against the real protesters. See, this is a game they've been playing all the time on us, but to put us against each other. So God is the greatest. So Allah, we thank Allah for this broadcast talk radio station. We're here to clean up the mess that we've been given to us. So anybody else got anything they would like to share and say, just raise your hand, and we'll cut your mic on. We want to hear from you. We're here because we love our human family. We're all family, but we'll never be the family that God intended for us to be until we put this racism down. We can see the tricks that they done gave us through racism, holding God up as a man. Well, I got that. Okay, my wife that she just wants to say something.
I would like to say something. And so, what was the question?
You welcome. I don't know what your phone, man. Now, here's my phone with
you. How do I talk on you as my man? Oh, no, that would be loud. Assalamu alaikum. With the Lord's name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there's no God but one creator, heaven's creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seal of the prophets. My husband was mentioning about this setup that the police in Phoenix, Arizona, you said it was, right? Phoenix, Arizona. And was a female that was the head of it, how they set up a class or to teach the younger people gang-related activities and how they would go about it or what make them to...
She employed them to go in there and stuff, made like they were part of the march, the demonstration, and there was a bunch of people they put together to cause problems for the other decent people, law-abiding people.
Uh-huh.
And she supposed to be an African-American woman.
Hispanic?
She's an African-American.
Okay. Well, with that being said, you heard all that, what he was saying. And I was just thinking in my mind, I said, now, what other way can this be done? Because this is something that would be seen to me would be so obvious and something that somebody, it's the morals. What happened to her morals, you know, for her, I wouldn't say Klansmen, for her department, the police department, you know, what would be her real reason for doing that, openly knowing, I'm sure she did, that some kind of way sooner or later she would be caught with that. Because those people are just not going to go out there and do that kind of thing and not worry about the consequences or not ever being caught with that. So I'm saying, maybe she came up with a strategy. Maybe this is a way of letting people know that these are some of the things that the police department does, you know, or do. you know, they can do things like that. You know, set it up and have one person who they will point out and point the finger at and say, well, this particular person started this kind of action, you know. And when she's letting you know that, well, my department, a lot of people in my department, her department, police department, you know, this is what's going on with them. This is their way of thinking, you know. So this is what they're doing. I'm just one person, you know. But get all of them together and get the clansmen of theirs together, the group of them together that think that with like minds thinking the same thing. And then they pull off something like this, you know. They don't care anything about anybody. You know, so this is the way it's – this. Steve set it up to say this is the way it is done here. And this is why you see these young people participate in these criminal activities and gang-related activities. And this was destroys a lot of them, a lot of their lives, and cause them to think the way they do, you know, lose their morals that their parents taught them coming up. You know, so it's because of this kind of thing right here, what I'm demonstrating to you, but cannot say it openly. You know, so that's my intake on that. And it just came in my mind. I heard he brought it to my attention when he first read it, and it was a news pop-up about it on the cell phone. And when I first heard it, I didn't think about it. I said, now, what would make her the only who is so-called African-American police? I saw the picture too. She's tall, kind of tall and stocked, you know, like a man built, like, and a male build, I would say. Now, what would make her, you know, a dude something like this? And that just came to my mind. I would call that a revelation. I would call that Allah sending messages and letting you know, okay, she's showing you this is the way things are done in her department, but she cannot come out openly and say it, so she will demonstrate it for you. She will be an example. A lot of people like that, they don't even care about losing their lives. They give their lives. They sacrifice their lives, you know, to bring out a point that maybe she knows that she can't do anything about it as far as stopping it. So, alhamdulillah, inshallah, that's the way it was with her. As-salamu alaykum.
I didn't get to. Assalamu alaikum.
What
I didn't get to that. What Daya was talking about. What she was talking about that the lady did. Hello.
Police chief in Phoenix, Arizona. He over the police department there. Female, African American. So she aspired with two Caucasians, one Spanish, to create a bunch of people to march in the streets protesting but tearing up stuff. And they were from the police department. And these people was pointed out as citizens of Phoenix, Arizona, which is something they made up. And this African American woman draw this thing up,
yes,
with these two Caucasians.
Gang rape.
And now they investigated her and all the rest of them, and they aspired to make the citizen of Petersburg bad.
Young people,
yeah.
I didn't see anybody talking about.
Phoenix, Arizona, this police chief is an African American woman. She's only, and she aspired with two Caucasian and a Spanish chief of police to create a gang
to gang-related
stuff and call them a gang. And put them, had the newspaper and the media out there, and these people were tearing up the town, and they paid them to do that, to make the other peaceful demonstrators look bad. They paid them to do that.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I had thought about that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Daya. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to my opinion, the way I looked at it, I said, now, I don't know if she's the chief of police, and she's got three other chief of police with her, and they're working in the same police department. Now, why would they want to just form a group of young people, mainly African-American people, to storm the street and cause a riot just for them to lock these young people up and say they're the cause of a lot of violence against their own, you know, and against the young people, to blame them for something like that when the police are the ones who did it? I felt that, well, if this is it, then the police are the ones who always incite these kind of things, and it's not the children themselves. Or they take a little bit of a lead from the children themselves, or the young people who feel as if they're not being treated right, or not being recognized, or not counted, or not being treated justly, you know, when they're locked up. And then, they lock them down, send them away for I don't know how many years because of this. Mm. And she's letting you know this is what happens in the police department. They get together, the police chiefs, the department, and the police department get together and get these groups of young African-American people, feed into them these indecent morals or these violent morals or tendencies, things like gangs. Let them give them some kind of reward of whatever kind. She didn't mention that one. I didn't see that one. Akbar didn't tell me about that. Unless I'm going to look it up myself, because I didn't. But going by just what he's saying, it seems like she's trying to send a message just to say, well, I'll just have to give my life, or, well, I'll just have to suffer consequences for it, because this is what happens in the police department. And this is the way they do things. That's why a lot of these young people are into gang-related things, you know, and be compromised or be given life sentences or plea bargains and all this kind of thing to say that they don't they didn't really start it, you know, but somebody else started it, but they took it up, they took the lead, and they caused the most damage as far as the rioting is concerned. And this is the way the police do, you know, to get this kind of thing going, to blame it on the younger American people.
You know what I got, you know what, yeah, 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 you know what, y
Angeles. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please. Go ahead, sister.
No. What I was going to say is that what she was, what you're talking about, that happened in Los Angeles dealing with the gangs. You know, that they had the Blood and the Crips. Because I know a brother that he was into, not the Blood, but I think he was in one of them, the Crips or whatever. But anyway, not the Crips, though. But anyway, what happened was that he, because what it is that they had joined, they had got a gang together to help with the neighborhood, keep the neighborhood good, you know, right, and keep people, you know, keep the young folks in order, you know, like that. That's what they had a gang for. But the police came in. And then they had another gang. Then they had another neighborhood. That's when they had the Crips. So, but what the police did, and that's what they do. They do that in the apartment. They went and told one side of the gang one thing, and then told the other side of the gang something, and then they just step back and let them fight. And that's what police told me that's what they do. They do that. And then that's what I'm telling you. A lot of times these police be shooting and stuff like that. And I even said to myself, but before I go tell you that, I even said to myself, too, I said, you know, to me, this could be staged. Because to me, they getting people to do this. It's just too much. I just can't believe our children, come on, they so gangsters and out there, and especially when they had that shootout in the car. And here, this guy was doing all this shooting. And the police, and he didn't have nothing on his head or his hands. And I said, dang. And he couldn't shoot at his chest too much because the top part was basically covering that. And he never hit the police. And then finally the police did get him, he shot him 7 times, talking about, you stone dead now. I said, dang. It just seemed like to me that was staged, you know. So, but that's what the police do. They have a lot of them. No, this is what I want to say. A lot of times those police officers be killing our brothers and stuff like that. They don't really put them in jail. They just send them somewhere else, because that's what happened down here with the chief police deal with his nephew. His nephew is in Alabama, just killed a man, you know, on the street. They sent him to Louisiana, and he did the same thing down here, and they still didn't put him in jail. They sent him somewhere. They're just going to send him somewhere else where they want to kill somebody else. That's all. But you're right. That's what exactly what they do.
I'm doing well. Thank you, Sister Corinne. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to add on what she said. That's all. Alhamdulillah.
Well, we're going to get ready to bring our brother up. There's nobody raised their hand. That brother, Muhammad, out of Columbia, Georgia, one of the co-host workers there. Brother Muhammad, out of Columbia, Georgia, I'm from Lakeham.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Daia and Sister Karan and Brother Akbar. May Allah's peace and blessings on all of you and all of those who are in the queue who are not sharing in on this wonderful opportunity to express a message of concern, you know, that we're dealing with every day. You know, so I just would like to say, you know, Udu Billahi, Mene Shaitani Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu Allah, Illaha Illallah, Ashadu Anna Muhammad, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we pray Allah will forgive us, you know, for the many, many messages of concern from the shaitan to distract us. He's sending out messages too. It's like the language we're using is explaining yourself in different things. You know, what is the message? You know, the message is that shaitan keeps a bombardment going on to distract everyone he can. Children, animals, you know, that's part of his chicken catching animals, is to distract them from their normal pattern of doing things, and he creates a message that makes them turn their head and they become curious. Like that old saying said, curiosity killed the cat. You know, and so when we thank Allah very much that a lot of this education of these schemes of the shaitan has made clear to us so that we can avoid them. But what we have to remember, until we establish a clear reality of life here on this earth based upon the universal order of things and the creator of those things, then Shaitan knows that just from the millions of schemes that he throw at us, you know, that he just satisfied if one of them works and distract a believer. He's not interested in distracting those who are already distracted and confused, like Allah tells us in Surah Asr. They're already lost, you know. But to keep them lost is he has to keep the model of the clear picture of human beings who have successfully learned how to fight his schemes. He's trying to keep us invisible and keep them like what we were when we first started out on our journey by Allah's mercy. You know, Allah told those who came looking for us that we were blind, deaf, and dumb, that we were dead, you know, that we were fish living another life outside of our human thing, that we had to be baited and caught and brought you back to the human reality. And then from there, inshallah, by Allah's mercy, we was given a leader to teach us how we got into that mass confusion by living amongst it, being forced to live amongst it. Now we even have 400 years of it to be put down on the bottom of it, etc. But our faith in what we had inside of us, you know, our natural inclination to see what is clear, made us fight to get out of the fire, the smoke,
the smoke, you know, the fog, the gray areas, you know, and we finally broke loose and we into the free dome, the free air. And if we stay into the dome of Al-Islam, using that term, if we stay in the freedom of Al-Islam, well, we're covered, protected by Allah to live in an atmosphere of purity that we have to work to keep that way as they show appreciation. And we know Allah said that the human being is very ungrateful for the small reality I give him of having a place to suck on some good air, to suck on some good intelligence, to establish good food, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if they could stay in the clear. You know how it is when you come out, they say you can't see the forest for the tree, but when you come out into the clear, you can see the whole perimeter of where the trees begin and where dense confusion, darkness is all hiding in those trees when we look at that in its symbolic meaning. So the scheme of the Shaitan now is to keep information out there, even if it means causing people's lives, as that police chief said. Even if it means killing somebody, tearing up their property. We got to keep the people distracted from seeing the true believer and the true work that they are coming to do now. They are establishing a real smell, touch, and feel, see world that will set the people who are in a state of confusion and loss because they have forgotten prayer that Allah gave them in their revelation and their revelations before that. And there are other revelations that we are not aware of. Allah said that they have never been without guidance, those who are seeking clarity of why they are here and how they got here. One of the oldest questions in the world. You know, human being asking, what am I, how did I get here, and what is my purpose in life? And they know inside this is motivated, inspired by what Allah put in us with his mercy. To keep us balanced, to keep us on the mustaqim, if we want freedom, to be in the clear of everything, and then how to invite others to come out of those dense forests, those dark corners, and get away from those schemes of distraction where stuff be going around somebody that have people's heads spinning. They don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. And we must not be naive enough to know that if we have not reached the clearing of the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad yet, that the war is on. That's why we label it that. That's why our leaders and people who have a little bit of sense, and Allah wake them up here and there as a sign to us to keep us understanding. You are still in the woods. You are still in the wilderness of North America. And you're into it now really because you're walking around like those in the days of the Israelites who like for 40 days because they're not paying attention to what is clear to them now. They was free. And they know God got them there. But they still had doubt. They loved the distracted world of the Shaitan. What he called riches. What he called what was good. What he called what was sex. Whatever scheme he could use to seduce them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either after giving them freedom, had to let them see if they follow their own way. They are not strong enough yet. They have not reached the clearing of the freedom of all right, mighty God Allah, peace here on earth. We are very close. Those of us who are on this message are concerned. And we have to be extra, extra strong so that we can lead not only ourselves through this veil of confusion, that most of all we can get our loved ones to come. After we save our own soul first, we're supposed to reach back and pull our children through this veil, into this freedom of Al-Islam, the clear way to live with no doubt in it, nowhere. So as we review this world around us, remember this world is around us. We in the middle of the wilderness of North America
where people have really fell to the level of perverted animals. They ain't even perverted human beings anymore. They're perverted animals. There's no limit on what they might do to themselves for the pleasure sometimes of animals. You know, they kill just for they be killing because they done lost their mind. They stealing just for they be stealing because they done lost their mind. Hatred, racism, jealousy, all of this is available to them if they keep on looking back to what is calling them. It's only Shaitan calling us, you know, and we have to understand that. Allah is guiding us, not calling us. He's guiding us. He's inside of our nature. And our nature is following the light of understanding, which has been now given to the whole world in the light of the Quran if they want it. They have given a perfect human being from Adam to Muhammad if they want it. They even had the light of their world. This phony concept of Jesus Christ, it even turned by Allah's mercy in their fairy tale, but they had to tell the truth. That he said, it's expedient that I go away, that my light go, and the true light will come after me. With no doubt in it, nowhere. It cannot be extinguished. It will be the final light of this reality of the human family. For those who believe. So the main thing is we have to ask Allah to help us keep those who we are trying to reach because of our humanism. Or even though our faith has warned us, our faith has told us that this world out here is, most of them are corrupt, sick, perverted, and they love it. And they'll make you love it. If you don't watch yourself and stay focused, that you are a servant of Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the world, not their servant. If they have their way, won't they put us back in slavery and make us servants again? They already doing it with money. They're making us have the cheapest servant they could get. And some servants, they give them, a bounty to where it's like living in the master's house. Some of them think that because they can go out and buy a $500,000 or $600,000 home or $2.5 million home, you know, that they have a better servitude than those of us who are down here want to serve Almighty God Allah, but have not the faith of Bilal and stand up. Have not the faith of those who of our ancestors here in America who were slaves, had the faith to pray and ask for guidance from Almighty God Allah. We must stay focused to deliver the true message of concern of the human being who has gone astray, who Allah says is lost, who Allah said they are lost because they forgot how to pray, forgot how to practice real charity that Almighty God Allah has prescribed that we do for each other. We forgot the love for each other, what we love for our own self. We even don't even love our children no more. It's only in a perverted way. We love them, but we won't protect them. We love them, but we want them to be amongst the disbelievers. We're putting them in a situation that where they can be seduced by all of this distraction. It is so hard on the minds of our children with all this psychological warfare that we are not protecting them from by not establishing a model community for all to see that Shaitan cannot penetrate. That's what we have been blessed to be on the other side of the veil in. We're in it right now, in the model community that Almighty God Allah has sent to the world called Al-Islam and has sent us a human example how to get to it and call others to it by calling them to prayer. the Azan has to be called in America, all over it, in order for America to see the freedom that we're God going to bless it, and turn the truth into a lie. Only the truth can do that. Turn a lie into the truth. Only the truth can do that. And we've been given that tool of proof and prayer to share with the world. We have to keep our focus on the future, not the past of the dunya, not the present of the dunya, and not the future of this dunya. Don't you know they are planning to enslave us? They are planning to kill as many of those people who have been blessed by Almighty God, Allah, to know his existence. They are planning to kill you, but they have to distract you first, intimidate you first, make you fear what they're doing to their slaves. When we say our children are children that are born up under the protection of someone who said la ilaha illallah, and they are sincere about it. Them are our children. Satan don't have to give you his children. Their parents have to turn to Allah and do like we did, like our parents did for us, the ones who came over here as slaves. 40% of them Muslims. And I know they thank Allah when they got into this mission and trusted Allah that they're going to be victorious. They know that establishing prayer was the way to get out of it. The gospel statements we hear of, the prayers we hear of the slaves in the field while they was working, where'd they get that prayer from? They didn't have that prayer when they came over here. A lot of them worship trees, animals, birds. But when they seen the Muslims of their country, when Al-Islam came to their country before they became slaves, and then when they seen us over here with them in slavery, they followed our prayer. And when they were finally given the Bible by Allah's design, wisdom, and mercy, when they read, even though the revelation was contaminated, but they recognized the prayer of Ibrahim because they heard us talking about it. They heard us talking about Musa. They heard us talking about the prayer of Noah. They heard us talking about the prayer of the true son of Maryam, Prophet Isa. And they emulate those prayers into their own rhythm, in their own, as Allah was feeding them the light of the contaminated Bible, of the light of the contaminated gospel, of the light of the fake Jesus Christ, who's supposed to be the son of Mary. When they start reading that, you know, Shaitan was hoping for two things. That the fear of him controlling their food, shelter, and clothing will make them choose the fantasy that God had a son. The fantasy that God's son was white. And they was already up underneath that type of rule, and they knew because and the scheme of the Shaitan knew that he could make those who believed in it, especially those of the white skin scheme that he had going. They knew that they could just slowly but surely nurse us into accepting Santa Claus and other white supremacy schemes, is what they control our food, shelter, clothing, and transportation, our home and everything. But then Allah, again, shocked them when the revelation came out where their fake lie that God had a son told the world that I got to leave and let the truth come to you, the whole truth come to you, and it will come in a way that is perfected, protected by Almighty God Allah. It'll be your final opportunity to do what you already know what is right in you. And you see, every time that you follow what is right in you, it has given you freedom. When you turn to God for help and you follow the instructions of the messengers and prophets and the people who followed them, you read it, and even in the contempt, disguised way and light, they call Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism. Remember, when we go online and look it up, you'll find that these still religions of fantasy still have a lot of the human beings on this planet mesmerized, hooked, hoodwinked, because their food, shelter, and clothing has been controlled by the people of the shaitan. Allah said they are like that. Yes, there was a message in what that police chief said. But we know Allah don't want nobody to sacrifice their lives or their children's lives when all they're going to have to do is just pray. All they have to do is pray with sincerity for Allah to help them. Because we don't want them also to teach us another word for suicide. They call it sacrifice. Oneself for the right call. We know that those of us of the Quran know that it is a sin to sacrifice a human being for the pleasure of Allah. Allah don't need us to do that. He told us, lead on to don't sacrifice each other. Trying to help somebody who don't believe. I want you to live, not die. For the truth, I want you to live for it. Because if you die for it in your logic, I have already ordained that since you are still trying to find faith, but you are willing, I will make you a martyr. I will make your, without permission, choice of your free will to do that, I will make sure that it's not done in vain. But don't you go volunteer and do that. Don't you go up against 5,000 soldiers hollering Allahu Akbar when you should be establishing and be around enough believers where Satan's people will change their mind. Allah said, I will change their mind through your faith that you will be protected like he done Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the battlefield. So we know that we have to fight these schemes of shaitan by first blowing them away like smoke in your face. Blow them away like smoke. The other way we learn, get ye behind me, shaitan. The other way we learn, my jinn is a Muslim. Put so much truth on yourself that any jinn like suggestions come to you that you'll make them submit by your deeds and actions of submitting your whole self, that's why Allah, submitting your heart to Al-Islam. Put your will in the will of Allah and in the will that he has showed us that is in everything in creation. It's up there by Allah's will. So when we put our will in that will, we'd be just like, we know all this 17,500 miles per second that this earth is traveling, and you won't hear nothing. You can't even hear it going through all that friction and combustion of breaking and going. And we know in some case, really, in the opposite of the natural orbit. It's going around and come back to it. Go around and come back to it. Go around and come back to it. We got enough to learn about the universal order of things to not waste our time with dealing with people and things that are out of orbit. And sure enough, should not let them amaze us. We've only been mesmerized when we have questions about what is something that is clear. Allah said in this book, there is no doubt. And we got to teach these people that. If they read the Quran, there is no doubt that they will see their way to the light and come out of that darkness of lies, confusion, illusion, etc. It's all fake, just like those guys that threw down those instruments in front of Musa. They're all fake. You know, we just want to make sure that we say we have a criteria in the protocol of the message of concern. We're dealing with racism in religion, racism, how it affects us outside of religion, false superiority conflicts based upon somebody's money, somebody's skin color, and not let the schemes of the shaitan thorn his sacrificial lambs out there to distract us and intimidate our psyche. And we don't know that he's putting fear in our heart to not turn to God, to turn to Allah for help the way that we should. I mean, just want to say that. Back to you, brother.
Thank you. So I thank you, Brother Muhammad.
All praise is due to Allah. Subhanallah.
We wind down. Anybody else got anything they want to add or subtract or speak himself about? We thank Allah for returning our brother.
Brother Akbar, excuse me, let me say this for a second. All of you in the audience who are listening on a regular basis, you know Muslim manners is that when a Muslim asks you to share in propagation on your experiences of how Allah helped you, it is part of your obligation as a Muslim to respond and not sit back up in the dark like Shaitan does and monitor the work of those who are out here in the light trying to deliver this message of concern for the help for all of humanity who accept it. So we pray Allah that you will sometime, this brother, this sister, this other sister, this other brother, it is so kind of them to want to ask you to share your message of concern for those who don't know the truth like we do, like you do. But we know you're listening. We're not that insensitive. We know that we're not the only one in this queue. We know we're not the only one outside of this queue who are listening to this message of concern. But be mindful when you are invited by your beloved brother and your sister to help them spread this good news, that inshallah, maybe Allah will bless you to sometime come out of the background and help share and deliver this message of concern. This is not just us 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 people on this program. It's the responsibility of all of those who believe, and especially all of those who have made a stand and said, I believe that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the message. It's your duty to do this dawah. So every now and again, we please ask Allah to soften all of our hearts to share in this work of the message of concern. I mean.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad.
Wrong way, Bob. So true. Well, we all got our responsibility, and any job that you do in bringing people back to oneness of to the truth, then that you own your job.
Allah said, "Not equal to those who sit at home and receive no harm, and those who go out." And that's what the Prophet did. Prophet Muhammad did not set up in the masjid; started out by himself. Look how many followers that he had. because they work, and the people still working. There are a lot of people working throughout this country, working in the cause and calling people back to the oneness of God. They are doing it all over. And one day, the good works of all the good people who have stood up and brought this truth gonna come together and see the best world that this world has ever produced. Good people everywhere. And there's more good people than there are bad. So we thank Allah for this precious Rock Talk radio station. We have opportunities to remake or rebuild this world. It is our job, people who are living in the garden today, and we know that snake is still there. That forbidden tree is still there. It's forbidden for us to eat the hog and drink the liquor and fornicate and stop being a good man or a good woman. It's forbidden for us to do that. But Satan invited us to get away from that. That's his job. He on the job. But God is punishing Satan through the weather. Every time you look at the weather is tearing up the earth, especially in America, where we're living at. With so many storms and so many calamities going on in the country, that they hardly want to discuss them. They want to ignore and call it on climate control. The weather, the climate got to be controlled better. No, it's Allah who's doing this. And he's doing it like he did in the scripture to wake a people up, to make a people realize that the only help that they have is coming from the one who created them. And he's making that understood. So let's continue to work together on this Prophet Talk radio station and everywhere else we can, no matter 360, with the American, with the Muslims, with mosques, with all the organizations, the black farmers, everybody who's trying to do something to make this world a better world to live in. Let's get with them people. I'm working with SCLC and NACP. Why would I work with them? I'm working with them because they are active. They are doing something for the community. The people call them and they go to their aid and they help them as best they can, because that civil rights now is turning into human rights. You know, the dog got civil rights, and to prove that was African American police. He shot this Mexican dog who charged him. He shot and killed the dog. Dog rushed at him. And that would have been trained to shoot to kill. So he shot and killed the dog. What happened to him? They fired him for protecting himself. Another case of open racism. There was a Caucasian shot a dog here in Grand Palmer that charged him. Went to the person's house and the dog jumped up and went at him and he shot him and killed him. Same thing I would have did. They didn't fire that Caucasian, but they fired that Muslim, that brother the other day for shooting that dog. So the injustice is going to be there. It ain't going to go nowhere. Why? Because the image of God has been raised up. And you can go into business after 30 days and 60 days and 90 days. Those people that you went in business that you supposed to attract to come into your business don't come because of you, because they see your skin color. They've been poisoned by racism. And the only way that we can get rid of this, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to demand that they remove these images
and tell them why these images should be moved and what harm they're doing. And we got to tell them we don't want them to come at our children no more with these filthy ideas, wrong thinking, and weak ideas to bring to our children. We're going to raise our children in an environment where prayer is going on, where our children can feel the mercy and the love coming to them from God, because we have to teach them there's a power greater than what we can see. The sun sets in the sky because the power we can't see put it there, and that sun is doing all these great things for this earth, for us, so we can live. We have to explain that to our children. We have to be the best example for them if we fail to do that. Hollywood got SpongeBob, a homosexual cartoon show, and other shows, family shows now, with homosexual two men getting it on, two men hugging and kissing, two women. Hollywood putting all this out on the TV now. I was looking at divorce court. There's two women getting divorced with each other because one is not paying her no attention. All this filth is going on in America where we live in. Is God started to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? And Allah decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, America. Who can stop him? We let it happen. We ain't saying so. We ain't saying nothing. We have no right to stop nobody from doing nothing. But we do have a right to point out what they're doing to help destroy the world. We have that right. God give us that right to point it out. And God said he is all the prophet message was to make the message clear. And we have the opportunity to do the same thing. So I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad Sharif back up. He want to say something. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, I got out for a while, and I just got back on. So I just want to let you know that.
Yes, sir.
Just think, when we leave our children, our children are grown now, our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, in a non-Islamic environment, and that child looking and seeing two men or two women embracing and kissing, man, that child's going to be so confused. And luckily, that child not a lot of stone idiot. Most of the time, before they get to be 12 years old.
Yeah, because the public school make like this. This is the way it should happen. This is the way disregard what the Bible said, what the Quran says. They said this. Is the homosexual? Do they believe that God's God? No, because the homosexual preacher is telling them that this didn't happen. But he tells the Bible is the truth. One ain't saying it, not the other. He's saying it is the truth. See, this is a hypocritical message that these people are getting. People like what they hear, and they're gonna go with what fit them. Especially they don't have a whole lot of belief in God. They're going to hurt them. And Jesus told them to know the truth. So them people would not listen to Jesus. Christ had to come back here because he had to tell them the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth. And he told them Prophet Muhammad was going to come and lead them to all truth. And they don't want to hear that truth either. So I don't know if we just keep doing what we're doing and living and pray that Allah save us and spare us from this wicked world. Brother Muhammad, will you close us out with a prayer if you don't mind? Brother Muhammad, Sharif.
Well, Allah, give us goodness in life. and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come. Amen.
Amen. Thank everybody for the input and who came on, though, who didn't say nothing. Maybe they said something next time. We'll be back tomorrow. God willing, I greet all of you in the rest of the greeting of Isalam.